Hosea chapter 3, verse 1. And Jehovah saith unto me, Again, go, love a woman, loved of a friend, and an adulteress, like the loved of Jehovah, the sons of Israel, and they are turning unto other gods, and are lovers of grape cakes. Hosea's wife was out practicing prostitution. She was a prostitute before he married her, and during the marriage, she continued to practice prostitution, and she gave birth to 3 children during her marriage to Hosea, but none of those children belonged to Hosea. They were living in his home, but they were the children of other men. This is what Hosea has been putting up with for a long time, and he did it by command of the Lord. The Lord commanded him to go and marry a prostitute. So Hosea, the prophet, went to Prostitutes Row and he picked a woman out and said, You'll be my wife. And she didn't believe it and she thought it was a big joke. So she did marry him, but she left and continued her prostitution. That's just like the Israelites did. The Lord took them from a faraway land and brought them into the land of Canaan. And he said, You're going to belong to me. You're going to be my people, and I'm going to protect you. But the Israelites over the generations thought it was a big joke, and they decided that they were just going to worship the gods of the pagans who lived around them instead of continuing to worship the one true God. This is also true of a lot of Christians today. They're deep in sin, and then they go to church and they hear about Jesus. They go to the altar, and the Lord tells them, You're going to be mine. You're going to belong to me, and I'm going to take care of you. And the Christian has a salvation experience, or so they think. But then they go home and they return to their sin, because deep inside, they don't really believe it. They don't really believe that God loves them. They don't really believe his promises. They don't really believe that they can trust him. So they don't ask God for anything. They think it's all really a fairy tale, and they go back to their sin. Then they live this way for years and years and years. They still show up in church, but ultimately, they never follow the Lord. It's kind of like Santa Claus. They want to believe, but they don't really believe. That's how Hosea's wife was. She thought, Why would this guy pull me out of prostitution? This can't be real. This can't be true. So she never really believed that Hosea cared about her, and she just went back to work the next day out in Prostitutes Row. But now the Lord has commanded Hosea to go and purchase her. So he has to actually pay to take his own wife home. And it's because of her disbelief. Now the Lord did the same thing for us. Because of our disbelief, we went back to our sin, and then the Lord sent his own son to pay for our disbelief and to pay for our sins. So Jesus died on the cross while we were sinning, and he paid the price to redeem us and get us out of that sinful lifestyle because of our disbelief. This is ultimately the reason why people don't pray to God. They don't ask him for anything. They don't trust him. They don't believe in him, because deep down, they just don't think it's real. And even if God is real, they don't think that God could ever love them. And that's how Hosea's wife felt. She thought, There's no way that this decent man could ever love me. So Hosea's wife is going to learn a lesson, because Hosea is going to go after her and pay the price to take her home. 2, and I buy her to me for 15 silverlings and a homer and a letek of barley. Hosea paid a whole lot of money to get his wife back, and apparently his wife became a slave, and Hosea wasn't just paying the price of having a prostitute for the night, he was actually paying her debt of slavery. When we sin, we become enslaved by demons, and then they treat us as if we owe them something, and they make us addicted to sinful behaviors. And then we become a slave to those sinful behaviors. But Jesus' blood on the cross was shed for our restoration, to deliver us and heal us from all of those bondages and addictions. so that we can come out of it and live in righteousness. Hosea's wife had gone into bondage with one of her customers because of her sins. She got tricked, just like the demons trick us into bondage. So he was paying a massive, huge price to pay off her debt of slavery, just as Jesus paid this massive price for us on the cross. 3. And I say unto her, many days thou dost remain for me. Thou dost not go a whoring, nor become anyone's, and I also am for thee. This is what God says to Israel. He says, you aren't going to go a whoring anymore after this 70-year exile. I'm going to pay the price to bring you back home, and you're going to belong to me. The Lord is pleading with Israel, saying, you got to believe it. I really do love you. And Hosea is going to go to his wife and say the same thing. I really do love you. You need to believe it and accept it. You're going to stay with me. You're not going to go back to your job. You're going to live in my home and be my wife. You're not going to have a double life anymore. And God says that to us Christians. Stop living a double life. Stop putting your trust in the world and sensual pleasures. Put your trust in me and be completely for me. 4. For many days remain do the sons of Israel without a king, and there is no prince, and there is no sacrifice, and there is no standing pillar, and there is no ephod and teraphim. For many days is that 70 years of exile that's coming. The Lord says during that time there will be no king over Israel, and they won't be able to make sacrifices to me during that time. 5. Afterwards, turned back have the sons of Israel, and sought Jehovah their God, and David their king, and have hastened unto Jehovah, and unto his goodness, in the latter end of the days. As with all prophecies, they're double fold. This prophecy is about the 70-year exile ending, but it's also about the end times, when Israel will turn to Christ. And Israel will believe in Jesus as their Messiah during the 1,000-year millennial reign. They're going to accept David their king. Now, David had died long ago, so this is metaphor. This isn't talking about David. It's talking about Jesus, who in the New Testament is called the Son of David, and a son is equivalent to his father. That's why when Jesus said he is the Son of God, he was literally calling himself God. He was equivalent with God. But Jesus is also equivalent with David, who was their king because he came from that lineage. This is talking about Christ, and it's talking about the millennial reign of Christ, when Israel will finally honor its one true king, Jesus. And that concludes Hosea chapter 3.